is not accepting all these things and she is not trying to speak a word with him. Bolo.
Sankata, हम लोग गुरु वैष्णवों के अनुगत्य में जहाँ उपस्थित हुए हैं ये स्थान मानसरोवर।
By mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, here assembled here, it is called Mansarovar. It is very near to Vrindavan. As before, when we used to come during Brajamandal Parikrama, we used to come with Gurudev by foot, by walk from Vrindavan to here, crossing Jamuna. When Krishna made grass dance with gopis, Srimad Radhika became sulky mood. In near Rup Sanatan Mod, there is four alleys named Dangali, Mangali, Kunjagali and Jamunagali. So Srimad Radhika from Kunja, that means from Sevakunj to came in Kunjagali, thereafter through Jamunagali came here. Krishna also followed her and tried to pacify her at his best, but could not do so. Krishna discovered new means, but failure. Then he played on flute. He also became failure. Krishna is telling, tava ivasmi, na jivami taya vina, iti vigyaya radhe tanumama charanantike. Oh, Srimati Radhike, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. I should not live without your mercy. Please give me some place near your lotus feet. Radhika, not break his sulky. Again Krishna tried to specify her. Then Krishna take his crown, peacock feathers, and fell down and keep it to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Radhika becomes silent. There is no sign of breaking sulky mood. Then Krishna tricks another thing. Then he takes his flute, because flute is very best and gopis and wish to flute. So Krishna taking his flute, keep in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Again, Radhika becomes some satisfied, but not fully. Then Krishna is telling, Smaragarala khandanam, mamasirasi mandanam, dehi padapallavam udaram. Smaragarala khandanam, your sulky mood just like poison for me. Please give your lotus feet on my head. I want to decorate myself. I want to decorate my head with your lotus feet. Jaidev Goswami saw these pastimes in his trance, but could not express, could not write down in his book. His hand became trembling. What to do? How to do? How I can write this? Krishna is Supreme Personality, Godhead, and Srimati Radhika is potency. How I can write all these things? Leaving all these things, he went for taking bath. In the meantime, when he went midway, Krishna Chandra came here, came to Jayadev's residence in disguise of Jayadev, and asked Jayadev's wife Padmavati, oh, here is my book. I want to write something. Oh, you went just now? Yes, I remember something, so I want to write immediate. Padmavati brought this copy, and Krishna noted down by his own hand, Dehi padapallavam udaram. And Krishna went away. But Padmavati could not identify him. He is Jayadev or Sri Krishna. Could not identify him. After some time, Jayadev came. Padmavati asked, oh, you come so early? Well, no. Yes, you came in mid time, from midway. Again, you came and went, take bath and went, and came so early. How is it possible? But no, I never come in the midway, in the meantime. Well, please show my copy. Then Jayadev saw that Dehi Padapallavam Udaram, which he could not write by himself. Krishna came and wrote himself by his own hand. But our Goswamis, they are not fear for this. Jayadev Goswami have some opulent mood, so he could not write. But after this, when Krishna saw him, that I am fully controlled by Srimati Radhika, then after that, Krishna, Jayadev Goswami has written so many things in his Gita Govinda, which is the mystery, discovered is the mystery of Mangalarati, which our Panumda has written in his Mangalarati book. After this fact, he has written so many things. So we bow down the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnava and Srimati Radhika. Please bestow their mercy that this pastime is manifested in our heart. And we pray our Gurudev that in which particular mood is serving under guidance of his Gurudev. So we pray to him also, please mercy on me. Then we can also serve same mood. Hare Krishna. वंशा गलवत रूपस्थ कृपा सिंधु भय वज वैतानंग पावन भो वैष्णव भो नमो नमो।
यह सब सुना, यह मानसरोवर है। राधा जी अप्रसन्न होकर के रूठ कर वृंदावन से
अकेले यहाँ पर आई और इतनी रोई उनके आंसुओं से ये पेड़ पूरा सरोवर भर गया। There was rush there in Vrindavan and Krishna was dancing with all gopis. Srimati Radhika could not bear this and at once came out of rush. And where there is our mutt in Vrindavan, Dangali, Mangali, Kunjagali, Yamunagali, वहां से सीधे यहां पर चली आई। सी केम अलोन हियर वीपिंग, नो वन वाज विथ हिम विथ हर। दिस प्लेस सी केम एंड एट दैट टाइम ऑन द बैंक ऑफ यमुना, इट इज अ वेरी डीप फॉरेस्ट एट दैट टाइम। यू आर ऑल्सो सीइंग दैट हाउ सेक्रेट प्लेस इज ही इट इज एंड हाउ डेंस फॉरेस्ट। When about 50 or 55 years before, I came with our Guruji with about 600 or 700 pilgrims, bhavs. We came on foot from Vrindavan, but it was dense forest. Only one palm tree was there. This was our destination. Oh, very far away from 3-4 miles, 6 miles it was. We used to come here. So this sarovar is full of the water of the weeping of Srimati Radhika. That is called Man Sarovar. How he broke the man of Srimati Radhika? Kaise unhone man bhanjan kiya? Aap logon ne suna. इसलिए आप जल्दी से देरी नहीं करेंगे, हम लोग गोकुल में यहाँ से जाएंगे ब्रह्मांड घाट और फिर वहाँ से कुछ होते 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 3-4 बजे तक हम मथुरा में पहुँचने की चेष्टा करेंगे। यह स्थान हम लोगों के लिए बहुत महत्व का है। दिस प्लेस इज वेरी वेरी
इम्पोर्टेंट
फॉर अस because it proved, this place proved that Srimati Radhika is most beloved among all the gopis, even from Chandravali, Padma and Shyamala, Bhadra and all. यह place इसलिए महत्व का है, यहाँ पर कृष्ण जी अपने बंसी और अपना मुकुट उनके चरणों में न्योछावर करके कृष्ण के ये एकदम आश्रय ग्रहण राधा जी के एकदम पदानत हुए उनके चरणों में और उनके राधा जी के चरणों की महावर कृष्ण के शीर पर लग गई। येट दैट इज द प्लेस वेयर कृष्ण गेव हिज फ्लोट एंड हार्ट एंड एवरीथिंग हिज हेड ऑल्सो हार्ट ऑल्सो and the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, telling that I am yours, I am only yours, not to others. And he promised to Radhika that I am yours, not of so I will never do any offense in your lotus feet. What you will tell, I will obey you. This is the place. इसलिए हमारे लिए बहुत महत्व का है, इसलिए आज इस स्थान को हम लोग प्रणाम करें और ये सब हरि कथाएं हमारे हृदय में उदित हों, इसलिए आए हैं। अपने घर में भी जाइए तो इन कथाओं को स्मरण कीजिए, इन लीलाओं को स्मरण करें। वी हैव कम टू दिस प्लेस दैट यू शुड नो द ग्लोरी ऑफ दिस प्लेस एंड व्हेन वी विल रिटर्न टू योर होम्स
then you should try to remember all these pastimes in your heart and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. It will help you so much that all the worldly desires and all kinds of offenses will go away. Everything automatic. We are discussing something that if a man is not out of offenses and if we are not out of all kinds of unearths, and if we are not out of the control of Maya and we are not liberated soul, then we cannot do Raganuga Bhakti. But it is quite false. Quite false and false and false. A man, even being surrounded by so many offenses, of also by so many anarths, anarths se lakh ghira huane par bhi Raganuga Bhakti ka adhikari ho sakta hai. Yadi Vaishno ke mukh se hari katha sun karke usko usi roop mein Krishna ko seva karne ki lalsa aa jaye. A man baby, so poor, ugly, no harm. एक आदमी दरिद्र हो सकता है, कोढ़ा, लंगड़ा, लूल्हा, जरठ वृद्ध भी हो सकता है, किंतु राजकुमारी को देखकर उसे विवाह करने की लालसा उसमें तो उत्पन्न हो ही जाएगी कि नहीं होगी. ए मे बी ए पर्सन मे बी सो पुअर अगली एंड ही मे बी सो ओल्ड पर्सन, नो टीथ, नो ब्लैक हेयर्स, not beautiful, at the age of 100 years, so too old, but then he will see any princess, very beautiful. A greed will come that, oh, I want to marry her. No harm. But he cannot marry. But yet a desire may come. Any lady so ugly, so poor, but he will see any beautiful prince, he will see and a desire make. Oh, he will see Krishna playing on foot, so beautiful. And if an ugly lady will see Krishna, oh, I want to meet him. He should be my husband. What harm? If that desire comes, this is the shine of Raganuga Bhakti. This is the quality of Raganuga Bhakti. A man may be drowning in anath so many, but hearing so sweet Harikatha of Krishna coming with us in our this association, a man can have some desire that, oh, I want to serve being a dasi of Radhika to conjugal. Why not come? What harm? There is no, mane uske liye koi control nahi hai, no control at all. A man can desire. I am desiring that I should be at once in Golok Vrindavan. Any check, any control, anyone can control? Never. Nahi kar sakta hai. इसलिए कोई क्वालिफिकेशन की जरूरत, बस क्वालिफिकेशन यही है कि वैष्णव के मुख से भगवान की लीला कथाओं को सुन करके हम गोपियों के अनुगत में राधा कृष्ण की सेवा करते हैं, ये लालसा आ जाए तो वही भग एकमात्र अधिकारी है. ही इज वनली क्वालिफाइड टू फॉर रागानुगा भक्ति. देर आर सम मिसकंसेप्शंस ऑफ इस्कॉन पर्सन्स दैट एनी शुड बी आउट ऑफ माया, ही विल बी क्या liberated soul, then he will go. No, this is quite false and against Vaishnava Siddhant. So you should know that a man in any condition like Pillamangal or anyone, he may have that desire by the association of any Rasika and Bhav Bhakta. At once he will try to follow Raganuga Bhakti. No harm. This is the qualification.
If you are knowing against anything more, another thing, then you should try to wash it in this Mansarovar. यदि आप लोगों को इसके विरुद्ध यदि कुछ भावना है, मुक्त होने के बाद ही वो आएगा, तो मानसरोवर में स्नान करके उसको सबको यहीं फेंक करके हम हमारे साथ में चलो, नहीं तो हमारे साथ में मत आओ. डोंट कम विथ मी इफ यू हैव लाइक एनी सिद्धांत लाइक दैट अपर सिद्धांत कुसिद्धांत बट डोंट ट्राई टू बी एनी गोपी गोपी डोंट ट्राई व्हेन रागानुग भक्ति विल कम एंड देन we will try like that, not in this way. At first try to do as you can do Vaidhi Bhakti, going on on this, and when a pure Vaishnava will association will we have, then doing practicing, when we will come at the age of bhav and Shuddha Sattva will come in our heart, then you should try to do like that, otherwise you'll be what?
Ruined
at all. And they are called Sahajiya. We can have some desire like that, but not that I am Gopi, I am Lalita Gopi and all other things. Don't try. I am Subal Sakha, I am Yashoda Maiya. Don't do like this, otherwise you'll be finished. Gaur Pramanande. नवी सूट हम लोगों के साथ में जो आए हैं वो क्या रखा है चना और ये जाओ तुम यो जाओ दो चार आदमी चले वो कहाँ है अरे वो कहाँ गए जाओ जाओ तुम जल्दी उतार करके जल्दी से और सब लोगों को हाथ में गुड़ा गुड़ और
गुड़ा छोला
छोला जल्दी से सबको दे दो एंड नाउ वी विल गो फ्रॉम हियर ब्रह्मांड घाट यू कैन टेक बाथ देयर और नॉट एंड
We are sitting in Brahman Ghat. This place comes under Mahavan, and Maha means Brihat, very big, because this is, it covers a very huge area, so that's why it's also called Mahavan or Brihat Ban. And this Brahman Ghat is situated in this forest. When Nanda Baba and all his village people, they came and lived here, before coming to this place, they were staying in Nandgaon. But due to all the different demons sent by Kansa like Bhomasur and Keshi, they were making so much disturbance and threat to Krishna's life. Nand Baba, he discussed with all of his brothers and they decided that it wasn't any more safe for them to stay in Nandgaon. So they shifted and they came to Gokul. Here, the pastime of Krishna's birth also took place. At the time when Krishna appeared in the four-handed Vishnu form in the prison of Kansa, at the same time he took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda. And there are so many strong proofs and evidences which clearly certify that yes, Krishna took birth here. In Mathura, he manifested himself. It is called Avirbhav. He advented. He did not took birth there, but he took birth here from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Here, Nand Baba, he donated about 20 lakh cows, so much gold coins, and many other things. And all of this was done before the navel cut ceremony took place, because this is the Indian tradition. And everything took place here. Because after the navel cut ceremony for next 10 days or 11 days, these kind of auspicious things cannot be done. There are different samskaras which take place, and after all those samskaras, the homes get purified, then only any auspicious things can, ceremonies can be done. So, the birth of Krishna took place here. These are few of the evidences which prove that yes, Krishna took birth here. Here only Trinabrata, Shaktasur and Putna, etc., all the demons came and they tried to attack Krishna, but Krishna rather getting affected by them, he killed them, and he even given them very nice results. For example, when Putna came, though she came with the tendency to kill Krishna, but he gave him the position of his mother. So this is how we see that though the demons were killed by Krishna, but they received Krishna's mercy. So if Putna can receive such a mercy, and she has come with the feeling to kill Krishna, we will not get mercy. We will not get mercy from Krishna when we are trying to please him. Surely we'll get mercy. So all these pastimes, when we remember these pastimes, we get some inspiration. Yes, Krishna is so merciful. No other incarnation of the Lord is so merciful. No one in the entire universe is merciful like Krishna. In this place only, Krishna and Balaram used to come and they would play for so many hours. And sometimes when they would get late for prasadam or to take shower, then Mother Rohini would come and try to call them back. And she would say, now you should come back and do this work. You are making so late. But they were so naughty. They would run behind the trees and Mother Rohini would not able to catch them. So she would go back and then she will report this to Mother Yashoda. Then Mother Yashoda would come and then she will catch hold of Krishna's ears or chastise him and try to get both of them back for prasadam. Like that, so many wonderful pastimes took place here. Here only Krishna, once he ate some sand. And all the cohort boyfriends, they reported this incident to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda came running towards Krishna and she said, did you eat sand? And he said, no, I did not eat. And she said, then you should show me your mouth. But before this, it was a little longer pastime because she inquired from all the cowherd boyfriends and they were in the favor that yes, Krishna has eaten mud. And Krishna was denying the fact. Then she inquired it from Balaram, Dauji, and he also said, yes, he is eaten. So then Mother Yashoda said, why Dauji is saying that yes, you have eaten mud. And he said, yes, because he likes when I get some scolding from you. He wants that you should chastise me. That's why he's taking the side of all these cowherd boyfriends. Then Mother Yashoda said, okay, I'll see myself what is the truth. You should open your mouth. And Krishna, still he did not want to open his mouth. But when Mother Yashoda insisted, then he opened his mouth. And in his small mouth, she witnessed the entire universe. Everything was manifested in his small mouth. And Mother Yashoda was amazed for a moment. She could not understand what she's seeing, what she's witnessing. The same big form which she showed to Arjuna. And Arjuna was shivering in fear. And he said, oh Lord, I cannot stand anymore. Please, you come back to your normal form. So, though for a moment Mother Yashoda was sort of bewildered, but again, she thought, oh, what had happened to my boy? Probably some ghost has haunted him. Or somebody have seen it with some evil eye. So I should go and try to do some purification or try to protect him with some mantras. So she quickly took Krishna home. But she wanted to make sure her child is okay. There's no problem. So she fed her breast, her milk. And Krishna, he drank the milk. So that showed that yes, the boy is okay. There is no problem because he's drinking milk. Then, still she was not satisfied. Then what she did with cow dung and cow urine, she smeared all around Krishna's body and she gave him bath and so many mantras she chanted and then she was satisfied, now my boy is okay. There wasn't any problem of some ghost, either some ghost has haunted or somebody has seen with evil eyes. So these kind of wonderful pastimes also took place here. So many times, so many great sages like Narad and many other rishis, they would pass from this place and they would be amazed to see how Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forgetting his godliness, he has completely forgotten his Bhagavata, godliness, and he was playing here as a human-like pastimes he was doing. He was playing as a small boy of Mother Yashoda. They witnessed that Mother Yashoda would bathe him, he would come out, and he would again smear so much sand around him because he would play in mud. And he'll become dirty, all clothes and everything. Then he would come again, try to come and sit in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And this time Mother Yashoda would chastise him. No, now you're dirty, you cannot sit anymore in my lap. And he wants to go in her lap, but she's denying. So all these rishis would be amazed to see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is difficult for all these big, big yogis like Brahma and Shankar. They are unable to see the effulgence of his feet in their meditation. And here, same Krishna is trying to come in the lap of Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda is saying, no, I will not take you. How fortunate is Mother Yashoda? So, there are many other pastimes. Once, all the cowherd boyfriends, they started teasing Krishna. They said, oh, we know, we have found out some truth about you. And he said, what? What you have found about me? He said, we know, but we'll not tell you. And they started laughing again and again. So they were trying to tease him so much that he became disturbed. He said, tell me what you have found out about me. They said, we have found out that you are not the son of Mother Yashoda. Actually, someone else gave you birth. Because you are very black, she did not like you. So she came and she threw you under some tree. Yes. So, as soon as Krishna heard everybody saying like that, he became so depressed. Oh, I'm not son of Mother Yashoda. And he started crying. And he came and reported to Mother Yashoda, I'm not your son. And tears started coming through eyes. And he kept on crying. And Mother Yashoda said, what had happened to you? Who had spoken like this to you? And she took so many vows. And she said, I swear, you are my son. She kept her hand on his head. Believe my words, you are my son. I gave you birth from my own womb. So like this, they would cry, this both of mother and son, both of them crying for long, long time. Yes. So like this, all these cowherd boyfriends and Krishna would have so much wonderful pastimes here. So this place, the dust, even a single particle, each and every single particle of this place is full of all those loveful feelings and interaction between Mother Yashoda and Krishna, that Vatsalya Ras. And it has the potency to give us that mercy by which we can also experience those wonderful, loveful emotions for the Lord. And our hearts can get melted here. We are so stubborn that we hear so much, but nothing, not even a scratch comes in our heart. And we are kept on in our same conditioned material life. So since we have come here and this place is full of that mercy, this dust is full of that potency which can give us prem, we should pray with our all sincerity that within this lifetime, we should be able to completely dedicate ourselves in the service of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga and thereby please them. And we should be able to get their mercy. And within this lifetime, we should achieve perfection and go back home, back to Godhead. And we should also please Krishna and serve him in one of the different moods with which all the Brajvasis are serving Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Brahmand Ghat Ki Gokul Ban Ki.
Ab hum log yahan se
Yashoda Maiya Ki. And chote se Lalla Ki.
All together, and this is from the time of Krishna's pastimes, that is 5,000 years ago. And everybody knows that Krishna adventured in Mathura, and we know how Vasudev, he brought Krishna here, and Mother Yashoda has also given birth to one girl, and how he took that girl back to Mathura. And that much he has spoken, and we'll see what he speaks for you. Arya Nand Baba, he was staying in Nandgaon, and when all the Brajvasis there were terrorized by Bhomasura and Keshi demons, they moved to Gokulvan, where Krishna took birth, and the wonderful pastime of Krishna's birth actually took in this palace. This is Nand Bhavan. And we know how Vasudev, he brought Krishna from Mathura. In Kansa's prison, actually Vishnu, the four-handed Vishnu form, having the four weapons, conch shell, the disc, the club, like that, he incarnated, he adventured himself. He did not took birth. But here, Krishna took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda, and the navel cut ceremony was performed here. And we also hear how Nanda Baba gave so much donations and distributed so many gold coins and many things to all the brahmanas and other people. This is to celebrate the occasion, and this was done before the navel cut ceremony. But unless Krishna has taken birth, how could they perform the navel cut ceremony? So this proves that he did took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda. And also we hear of Vatsale Ras, and from the ocean of, from Nanda Baba's and Mother Yashoda's ocean of love, the lotus of Krishna blossomed, and he tasted Vatsale Ras himself, and also he let Mother Yashoda and other devotees of Vatsale Ras taste the full nectar of Vatsale Ras, and he completely forgotten his godliness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna acted just like a baby, a human-like baby, and he distributed so much love to all the Brajavasis, and he fulfilled everyone's desire. So we should pray to the, since we are here, we should pray, and we should pray with our all sincerity so that we can get that mercy. By that mercy, we can also uplift ourselves and situate ourselves in that real mood to please the Lord as He wants. We can only understand these things when we get the mercy of this place. There are a few other pastimes took place, which we will hear when we go to our next destination. Many pastimes, like Shiva also, he came and he wanted to take darshans of Krishna, and how he was having so many snakes and things around him, and Mother Yashoda did not allow him firstly to take darshans, and later on Krishna started crying, and then he came and sat down as a Ashisheshwar Mahadev, and then all the gopis said, well, what's going wrong? Why Krishna is crying? They tried their best, but Krishna was not stopping. So then they understood actually that Rishi, that ugly looking person was here, that sadhu, and he was on the gate, and he had such a fearful form, and because you did not let him take darshans, so he must have done something. That's why Krishna is crying. So we must go and please that sadhu, and if that sadhu is pleased, then Krishna will be happy. So we know that pastime also, and we will hear about that pastime later on also. Nanda Bhavan ki, Krishna Kanhaiya ki, Gaur Premanande, Dau Bhaiya ki.